The 35th annual OKM Music Festival is kicking off next week. We'll have a community connection kind of talking about what's going on next here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
And it's time for a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. As mentioned, the 35th annual OKM Music Festival is kicking off next week, about a week from Saturday, I do believe. Joining us are members from OKM Music, Mary Lynn Mim and Cassie Mim. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys, I know, have been talking about some children's programming that's happening in the festival. What's that kind of looking like right now?
We are really excited and ready for the kids to come to some fantastic programming. We kick off with our programming on June 8th, which is a Saturday. And I'm going to let Cassie talk about the kids' programming, and then I'll jump in to help her out.
All right. So on June 8th, that evening at our kickoff party, we're going to have lots of fun things. We're going to have face painting. We have some homemade musical instruments where we're going to teach the kids how they can make fun instruments this summer while they're home. We're going to have bubbles and giant lawn games for them to play.
Okay. What are some of those lawn games?
We have a giant Jenga, we have checkers, Connect Four, and a little putt-putt course, just all homemade by a fabulous donor of OKM. So we're really excited to have those out here and for the kids to play with them.
Yeah, these games are really fantastic. He makes all of them homemade in his garage. He lives in Tulsa, but is a really wonderful community collaborator and supporter of children's programming, education, and the arts. And so he wanted to let us borrow those. And so I think the kids are really going to enjoy these. I think the parents are going to be really impressed. So for sure they should come out and try them. And of course, our face painter is coming back, and she's beloved. The kids love, she puts lots of detail. She can do just about anything that the kids want. She has lots of sparkles and glitter and sequins. So, of course, even sometimes the adults want to get them. So we're really excited about that. But that's all at the community center, and it will kick off. Gates will open around 3. The entertainment out in the parking lot will start about 4. And, again, that's where we're having our local talent come back, Ann Rayburn, Isaac McClung, and the Arcadian Wild. And so we're really excited about that. Okay, I'll turn it back over to Cassie.
We're going to have all those same fun face painting, instruments, bubbles, lawn games, and stuff at our Sunday festival on June 9th with the Gothard Sisters and Ariel, which are going to be another fun family event. The Gothard Sisters are going to be teaching dancing beforehand, which will also be fun for the kids. And Ariel herself is a child prodigy guitar player. She's fantastic, and so we're really excited for both of those concerts as well.
Yeah, and then we go, for our children's program, we start the showcase events on Monday, June 10th. Our first one is in the morning with Tamika Straw. She's doing a story time music and art project. Then we do the Les Theatre des Marionettes, Silly Strings, and the marionette company that's coming from Tulsa, from Dallas, is amazing. They make all of their own puppets, all of the costumes. The puppets are hand-carved from wood. They take about anywhere from, the gentleman said, 3 months to 6 months to carve each individual one. And they are just, they're fantastic. But the Silly Strings program itself, for those who saw Hansel and Gretel at our Chris Kindle Market, is completely wild. It's this own little puppet show of kind of rock stars, if you will. There will be an Elvis Presley. There's like a dancing bear, and there's a clown, and then there's some other famous characters that kids might recognize and parents will certainly recognize. And they just put on a crazy, crazy, that's why it's called Silly Strings Show. So I definitely think the kids are going to want to check that out. And then we go into Tuesday morning on June 11th, again doing another story time and music art with Tamika. Tamika is fantastic. She does the Usborne books, and they are just amazing. They're awesome books. And she does a really good job trying to incorporate art. I believe this year the kids are making birdhouses as one of the arts and craft projects. So that's a really good thing to be making this time of year. Later that afternoon, we'll have Jim Cawthon, the magician and ventriloquist. And then finale for the day on June 11th is our beloved Prince and Princess T. And I'll let Cassie talk about that because Cassie's made a few guest appearances at that T as Belle.
The tea is a lot of fun. It's going to be $14 this year. It's our only children's event where you have to pay, even though we do ask that you RSVP to all children's events. This is the only one where you really do have to, for sure, RSVP and pay in advance. We only have 6 spots left, and those are going very quickly. But the Princess Tea is a lot of fun. We actually do have some fun-flavored teas that are more kid-friendly. We have little pastries, scones, sandwiches, and we play lots of games. We teach a little bit of tea etiquette. And we usually have some guest appearances from some princes and princesses. So it's a fun time for everyone.
And then the really unique sort of special thing about the Prince and Princess Tea is that we have a harp and a harpist that comes and plays. And she is wonderful. The harp is beautiful. And the kids really get into that. They're really inquisitive about it. They get to touch it. She shows them how to sort of pluck the strings, and it's a very magical moment that truly makes a tea a princess and prince tea. Cassie kind of forgot 2 of the important things at the tea. Those are the cookies and cupcakes. Oh, of course the kids like those, and we're thrilled to have Cakes by Lisa Renta. She will be catering again. The kids love her things. They're so wonderful and tasty. And so, again, tickets are going really fast. It's always a sold-out event. And now that school's out, we expect those to probably be gone this weekend. So please hurry and get your tickets.
Now, with school being out, like you mentioned, we probably have some children listening with their parents. What princes and princesses might be at this event?
I think this year we're going to have a surprise. The prince is definitely, I'm not allowed to reveal it yet. That will be a surprise. But I believe our new Disney princess will be there. And Cassie, help me out with her name.
Elena,
thank you. It's hard to keep up with all the Disney princesses. But yes, I think Elena will be making a guest appearance. And of course, she is beautiful. She's Disney's new princess. And so that will be kind of fun this year. But in the past, we've had Belle, we've had Cinderella. And so who knows which Disney princess will show up. But that's the one I'm allowed to reveal so far.
So no Cinderella and no Belle. Who's Elena?
She is a new Disney princess. They're just doing a movie on her, and I believe she's from Mexico. I could be wrong on that, but I think she's one of the new
princesses, cool.
So we're excited.
Yeah, awesome. Very, very excited. So then we go into Wednesday, which really showcases sort of what OKM is all about, and that is a violin adventure. And in our violin adventure, each child will have access to hands-on having a violin or viola. We'll be taught a little bit about the instrument, about how to hold it properly. We'll get the opportunity to play it with a wonderful instructor. Sherry Neubauer is coming for us. She plays with the Tulsa Symphony as well as the Bartlesville Symphony. She's amazing, and we're so honored to have her come and do that. So the kids are in for a real treat on that. And then we also that afternoon have a story time in piano with Jenny Lynn. Jenny Lynn is a amazing classical pianist. She's coming to us for a long day for her, but we are so blessed to have her. She does the children's. She's written a book, Melody's Most Musical Day, and so she'll be doing the children's event at the high school that afternoon. And then later that evening, she's putting on a concert for all the moms and dads and all the grandparents, all the adults in Bartlesville, but we certainly welcome children to come back to that one too. It will absolutely be a beautiful evening. She is such a fantastically talented lady, but she's just as sweet as they can be as well. So we're really excited to have her. We know the kids are going to be smiling from ear to ear. She is just truly amazing. On that day too, we're gonna be giving away an autographed signed book from her. And so the kids need to, that reminds me, the kids need to be looking on the lookout next week for passports. The passports are little books that we put out during the festival that give the different showcase times and all the locations for each of our events. It also allows kids that attend those events to get a passport stamp, which then equates into a ticket for the raffle drawing. All throughout the festival, we'll be having drawings for really cool prizes. We're going to be giving away a microphone that changes your voice and or you can sing to do karaoke. We're going to be having an electric drum set. We have a 88-key piano keyboard for kids. We have two princess, or a prince and a princess doll to give away. We have the book autographed and written by Jenny Lynn. And then our big finale prize is a set of Beats headphones. So we're really excited about those. So those passports will be distributed to a lot of the daycares around town. They'll be at the library, the community center. Of course, our office will have them. I believe Arvest is also going to have some to pass out for us. And so we definitely encourage families and kids to get those in advance. And there's also some little games in there. But that way they can, you know, participate, understand what all of the concerts coming up and are in the events, and then hopefully win a prize.
That sounds really cool.
That's Wednesday. Cassie, what do we have on Thursday?
On Thursday, we have the Stone Lion Puppet Theater. And they are doing two different shows. In the morning, they're going to do The Little Red Hen. And in the afternoon, they're going to do The Toy Box. And these are going to be at Ambler Hall and then at Father Lynch Hall. And the Stone Lion Puppet Theater is another fun group that we have returning. That was a crowd favorite. They put on a really good show. And I remember, I think they came to, was it Chris Kendall Market or did they come to Oktoberfest? Because we've had both the Marionette and the Stone Lion Puppet Theater come in. I remember for both of them, when they did multiple shows, there was at least one show where there were more adults in there than children. So this is also a fun show for parents to come and sit with your kids and watch.
Yeah, the Stone Lion Theater Company is coming from Kansas City. And again, they have this amazing, huge stage scene that they have handmade that's pretty elaborate for all of the different shows they have. And then they have a different repertoire of puppets. They have marionettes. They have hand puppets. They have very large, giant, I don't know the proper term for them, but they look like huge stuffed animal puppets. They do hand puppets. And then they kind of teach the kids how to do puppetry. And it's really cool. And the kids get to touch the puppets. They get to interact with them. It's the same thing with the company coming from Dallas. It's all very interactive with the kids. Kids get to participate in it. But yes, for our Chris Kendall Market, when Stone Lion came, there were probably a good 100 adults watching that puppet show, and they seem to really enjoy it.
It's
very
for all ages.
Yeah, it's very musical based. They're very energetic, and it's just super fun. And then we conclude our day on Friday with two special events for children's programming. One is kind of a music sock hop across time with Adam Miller, a local youth minister here. He's crazy. He's got the most amazing dance moves, and he really gets the kids going. And so the kids will get to learn some new music dances and moves along with get to hear sort of music that spans sort of time. And so I think that will be really fun. That'll be at the library. And then to sort of end it for our kids' events, we'll be ending with a finale at Willow Rock, which is always one of our most beloved concerts. And again, we'll have all the children's activities, food trucks, and we're really excited to have Children's Musical Theater. They're going to be opening up the event for us, I believe, doing some tributes to Oklahoma, the Rodgers and Hammerstein play. So we can't wait to do that. What's more fitting than some music from Oklahoma? And then we'll have Mojo opening up for then Dallas Brass. And so I think the kids are going to really enjoy the music. They're going to recognize some of the songs that will be played, like maybe the theme to Superman. I'll give one little hint. So they definitely should come out and, you know, play the games and then just have a really good family time and atmosphere, maybe bring
Don't
a picnic.
Don't forget about the fireworks.
We also have fireworks, and we have DJ Snow coming out there with snow cones. So you can't go wrong by coming to Willow Rock. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, and the fireworks are going to be fantastic to conclude the evening like we always do.
I think it's kind of funny you balanced it out. She forgot two things earlier.
Exactly.
Forgot two things, so it works out, right?
It does work out. There is so much that goes into this festival, and there's so much to share with our patrons and our fan base in Bartlesville, and so it's easy to forget things. So, yeah, that's why we come together. We usually try to tag team when we come so that no one forgets anything.
So joining us, we have Cassie Mim and Mary Lynn Mim. They're with OKM Music. The 35th annual OKM Music Festival is kicking off a week from this Saturday. We'll be right back with the Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home and Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we'll continue with the Community Connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Again, next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the one after that, if you get what I mean. OKM Music is kicking off their 35th Annual Music Festival. And joining us is Marilyn Mim and Cassie Mim. Guys, what can you tell us about the major lineup now that we've talked about the children's programming?
So on June 8th, Saturday, we're going to have our big kickoff party. We're going to start off with the street party, featuring some local acts, Anne Rayburn, Arcadian Wild, and Isaac McClung. That is going to start at 3 p.m. There's going to be food trucks. It's going to be a fun time. And then later that evening, we're going to have Brent Giddens opening up for Phil Vassar. We're really excited to have Phil Vassar. He's a famous country artist, and so he's going to be a good, fun concert for everyone.
And fans of Phil Vassar should be listening sometime next week. Phil will be on K1, and so we're really excited to have him doing a little pre-concert talk, and so please check that out.
I told Phil, actually, while we're on that, that he might be able to be on tomorrow because we have an open spot.
Oh, wow.
Yet, so we might
okay.
have him on tomorrow morning.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, well, that's even sooner than I knew. So, yay, go Phil. All right, Cassie. And then what we should also tell you, I mentioned a little earlier, but Anne Rayburn is from Bartlesville, but actually lives in L.A., is a huge social media influencer. And so while we say local talent, it's homegrown, but they've all moved away. And we're just so proud of these young adults who have done really, truly amazing things with their careers and certainly with the arts. And so we're really excited to have Anne returning to us. And then Paige Park from Arcadian Wild, also, who is a violinist, plays the fiddle, will be returning with her band. I believe they live in Nashville. And then Isaac McClung is just an amazingly sweet young man who is super talented. He's performed a couple different times for OKM in the past, and he is a singer-songwriter. I think grew up in Hawaii, but now lives in Stillwater, and we've sort of adopted him in Bartlesville. So everyone should really come out. That street party is free to the public. It's sort of our birthday present back for our 35th anniversary birthday party celebration kickoff. We really welcome everyone to come out and hear these amazingly talented young artists.
And if people want to buy tickets to any of the artists and watch their performances?
Oh, absolutely. They should go to the Bartlesville Community Center website. They can also go to our website, okmmusic.org, and there are links for all the tickets that then take you to the community center. They can read about the artists. They can listen to the artists. We have direct feeds for all of the artists. So if they don't know who someone is or they want to see if they're going to like it. But, you know, it's all about music is an international language, and it's all about coming together, celebrating, seeing some friends that maybe you haven't seen in a while, and then just learning about some new artists. Even though you may not have heard of maybe the Gothard Sisters, come and check them out because they are so adorable. They're an Irish Celtic group. That's our Saturday night Sunday night group on June 9th. That's our Concert Under the Stars series with Ariel and the Gothard Sisters. And then on Monday, June 10th, we have Martine and Meliton doing a piano duo in that morning at the community center. That evening, we have a special evening with Mozart featuring Tulsa Symphony Orchestra, also at the Bartlesville Community Center. On Tuesday, June 11th, we have Steep Canyon Rangers at the community center. Wednesday, we have Glass Reflections with Jenny Lynn. We talked a little bit about her earlier. Then on Thursday, June 13th, we have Quartetto Gelato back at the community center. And then we end it sort of with our big bang of fireworks at the Willow Rock finale on the 14th. However, because it is a special year, we have one sort of surprise at the end, and that is a sort of patron thank you birthday party on the 15th. So on Saturday, we ended up Price Tower with the Quartetto Latino Americano. And so we're really excited. That event is a little bit more exclusive. So tickets will be selling out pretty quickly. I think we're already almost there. And so we highly encourage, if you're interested in that event, we only have 100 seats for that one, unfortunately. But I know it's going to be a beautiful evening filled with tapas and cocktails and some beautiful Latin American music, with also, I believe they're going to be doing some pieces specific to Mexican composers.
Sounds like a good time. Again, OKM Music's 35th annual festival kicks off on June 8th. A lot of good lineups. And again, you can listen back to the playback of this community connection on our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. I would advise that you do so just because there's a lot of cool things going on. And these ladies have updated us on everything that's happening. And I think that was a community connection here on K1. Guys, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Davis Family Funeral Home, Dewey and Walker Brown.